broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio as hard-hitting news that I refuse to use continues for hour two. This is the broadcast for January 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hour two at two, and Sam and Kurt breaking down the news. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, always on tap. It is a Freedom 15, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom in 2015 is our goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Welcome to the broadcast. Quickly, I told you last hour about this David A. Clark Jr., black sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, I don't care that he's black, and I don't even usually bring up that he's black, but in this case, I am, because you got to know. He's taking on Al Sharpton, another black man. The two black guys are duking it out, if you will. Why? Well, because Al Sharpton's race baiting, and the sheriff, David A. Clark Jr., is absolutely sick of it. Here's what David Clark had to say about Al Sharpton.
I don't expect anything intelligent to come out of the mouth of Al Sharpton. We all know that he's a charlatan. As a matter of fact, the next intelligent thing that comes out of his mouth will be the first. Al Sharpton ought to just shut up and go back into the gutter that he came from, apologize. He will not do that, but the American police officer is owed a lot from him, from Eric Holder, from the President of the United States.
Absolutely. All right.
There you go. Good for David A. Clark Jr. is absolutely right. We don't need to race bait. We don't need to agitate against the cops. We do need to have accountability. There's no question in many circumstances. However, agitating and creating crisis in the streets, not the answer. Matt Shea, attorney at law, author, veteran, attorney, legislator in the House in the state of Washington. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir. What do you think of Al Sharpton's comments?
Well, I think it's about time somebody called him out publicly and called him for what he is, just somebody that's trying to divide and really foment, I think, division across this country for the purpose of creating chaos so that they can try to bring in more socialist policies and rein us all in under their control. My corollary comment to that is, you know, we had a situation up here in Spokane Valley, Washington, here about a month ago, where we had a sheriff's deputy say that they were going to use MRAPs against constitutionalists when he was asked what this MRAP was for. And he needed to be held accountable for that. But the most encouraging thing to me was there were other deputies and other officers that contacted me and said, look, he was absolutely wrong in what he did. And, we stand by what you're talking about, Matt, and we also stand by the fact that you're with our law enforcement officers, unless they do something and say something that's unconstitutional like that particular deputy did. So I think that's what this is all about. It's that falling back on the Constitution, and I think the sheriff very properly called out Al Sharpton and his unconstitutional, un-American views.
All right, Joe Arpaio jumping on the bandwagon too. Joe Arpaio, sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, said Al Sharpton must go. Now they got a fund put together to kick him off MSNBC. They claim that his gold bands and his whatever tracksuit and everything, we've had enough of him. And we need to get him off the TV, and we need to realize who he really is. I think this is a true effort. Because look, you got Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and Al Sharpton absolutely race baiting, and it needs to stop. This is not a black and white issue. I stand with good Americans everywhere. Matt, do you want to respond to that? Because there's a lot of good Americans that they would try to divide us against, and we got to be smart enough not to let it happen.
Look, if there are good Americans, there's good constitutionalists in every area, every walk of life, from the Central Intelligence Agency to local law enforcement to even politics and even lawyers and attorneys, all right? So we have to find those folks that believe the values that made this country great. We need to band together and unite around those principles and build coalitions around issues of principle, and that's how we're going to restore our God-honoring constitutional republic, and it's as simple as that.
All right, there you have it. Speaking of that, at the heart of this, really, in many cases, is the right to keep and bear arms. That battle, they know, is a losing battle at the federal level because a lot of Republicans have now been mandated into office. But they're trying to go state by state, see if they can't reject our God-given unalienable rights. And Washington is one of the states where it's ground zero, Matt.
That is correct. We have, over this last 3 months, the initiative process here in Washington has been used to subvert the Constitution, not only of the United States, but also of Washington State. And I want to start off by saying this, that we live in a republic, not a democracy. And this is the key difference between them. We had this initiative process, I-594, which instituted universal background checks and transfer checks on all firearms in Washington State and imposed a use tax on every single one of those transfers. Let me give you an example of what a transfer means. A transfer means that if I'm a veteran and I'm deploying overseas and I give my firearms to my friend to hold for me for that year, that's a transfer. I'd have to do a background check on my friend. If I was on a range as a military person or even as a civilian and I handed my firearm to my friend to use while I'm on the range, that would be a transfer. It would impose a tax and it would impose this requirement for a background check. Absolutely ridiculous, absolutely unworkable. And the whole intent behind this is not to do anything safe. The whole intent behind this is to impair our right to bear arms. So now let me bring it back to the Constitution. So we know, everybody knows about the Second Amendment, shall not infringe. Well, Washington State Constitution, Article 1, Section 24, is even more, I think, more precise and stronger, and it says that the right to bear arms in defense of yourself and the state shall not be impaired. Impaired meaning to diminish or to weaken or to damage. And the proponents of Initiative 594 actually came out publicly and stated their intent was exactly that, to impair the right to bear arms. So clearly unconstitutional, and yet a majority of Washingtonians actually voted that into law. Well, that's
hold on, let me stop you there, because they didn't really vote it into law. They voted into the color of law, because there's no law that can equal the Constitution, is my point. And if it undermines the Constitution, it's really not really law. Now, I'm not saying that people can't be forced to abide by it at this point, but it isn't really God's law, moral law, unalienable right law, common law, whatever term you want to use. It's not real law, sir. It's the color of law, right?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, that's exactly where I was going, that a majority vote of the people cannot vote away the rights of the minority, the unalienable, the unalienable, as Sheriff Richard Mack says, rights of the minority. And the right to bear arms is an unalienable right. So an unconstitutional law like this is no law at all.
And really what it is, just so people are clear, the right of self-defense, the right to protect one's person is really the right. To keep and bear arms is merely a reflection of that reality, right?
It is, and it's the best way that's been found, at least in the last 250 years.
Without question. My point, though, is that if they try to assault some other way to defend myself, that's just as wrong.
It is just as wrong, but it's interesting they never go there. You don't see background check laws on knives. You don't see background check laws on blunt objects, even though those two are much higher in the incidences of hurting and killing people than firearms are, by an order of magnitude, actually. So it just doesn't make any sense at all. And again, getting back to this, the majority cannot vote away the unalienable rights of the minority, and therefore that is the difference between a democracy, the majority will, and a constitutional republic, where those unalienable rights, the rule of law, is what trumps. And so here in Washington State, what's happening is we have sheriffs, and this is just should encourage all your listeners, we have sheriffs and prosecutors across the state of Washington saying, we will not comply with this unconstitutional law. We've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. That means we each individually, as elected officials that have taken that oath, each individually have the right, the duty, and the responsibility to find and figure out what is and what is not constitutional based on history based on the clear reading of the Constitution of the United States, the clear reading of the Constitution of the state of Washington. And so I just applaud those sheriffs and prosecutors across the state that say they are not going to enforce this unconstitutional law. There's been several rallies here at the Capitol. And unfortunately, during one of these rallies, some patriots went up into the gallery and they sat down in the gallery up here. And now firearms have been banned in the gallery. They have not been banned in the rest of the Capitol, but they've been banned in the gallery, although they're still allowing concealed carry.
Matt Shea, legislator in the state of Washington, online. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refused to Use. News the Networks Refused to Use. Check out VoteShea.com to learn more about Matt. Back in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Sam and Kurt live on your radio. Our guest riding shotgun this hour, Matt Shea, legislator in the state of Washington. VoteShea.com to learn more about his incredible efforts and his stand for liberty. He's a veteran. We thank him for his service and more. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by raw honey. How would you like some incredible tasting raw honey that's good to fight allergies? Tastes incredible. It's good for the body. If you get a hold of Kurt Crosby and ask him about his raw honey deal, he'll tell you all about the different kinds and what options are available for you. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. And say, I want some raw honey. And by the way, can I take that free scientifically backed vigor test today? Kurt will take good care of you. All right, Matt Shea, you were saying that some Patriots went into the gallery, and then they tried to ban guns there. What's up with that?
Well, they tried to ban the open carry of firearms in the gallery, even though in our capital, the open carry of firearms is allowed everywhere else. They tried to ban it in the gallery. We're fighting that right now. But I think it just goes to show that a lot of times we have to fight folks on our own side of the aisle because they get so scared of the gun issue and the right to bear arms. When it's just a matter of principle, we just need to stand on the line and we just need to build coalitions around issues of principle. Seems really simple to me. You know, Sam, we've talked about on the radio before the freedom agenda we have up here in Washington, and we've stood on principle, on the principles of lower taxes, less government, and more freedom, and under more freedom, pro-life, pro-liberty, pro-property, pro-veteran, pro-gun, securing elections, and tough-on-crime, things I think we all believe in. And because we've stood on principle like that, we've had the most successful slate of conservative bills up here in Washington in over 20 years. And just yesterday, Sam, we got 8 hearings in one day on all of our bills scheduled coming up here very shortly. So I think that instead of backing off and hiding in a corner about the gun issue or, you know, saying, well, you know, we need to keep our gallery free from guns, even if they're open carried, that's just ridiculous to me. We need to stand on the line. We need to stand on principle. And when we do, we win and everybody rallies around us. I think it's what the people want to see, and that's just true leadership, uncompromising on these issues of principle.
Not only is it true leadership, not only is it uncompromising, but it is kind and it is educational by nature. In other words, you talked about building coalitions. You talked about the freedom agenda. You talked about working with people. You talked about saying, hey, it's about principle. See, that's the education and the example and the leadership that I'm talking about. It's not divisive. It doesn't divide. It unites. It educates. It creates opportunities to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country, and really to restrict government to a very limited role. And I think that's what we need to really work towards.
It's absolutely right. That's what we have to do. In fact, Article 1, Section 32 of the Washington State Constitution says that there must be a frequent return to the fundamental principles to ensure the continuation of freedom. That is actually in our Constitution as a duty to the people. So I think it should be our duty, regardless of what, you know, regardless of whether the Constitution says it or not, but it actually says it here in Washington State, and I think it's what we have to do. And again, when we do that, boy, you're right, it absolutely unites people. We've had over 50 Democrat co-sponsors on our bills over the last 2 years. Just this year alone, we've got another 20. I think it just proves out over time when we do this.
The freedom agenda, standing up for the right to keep and bear arms and ultimately defend one's self. What other items are on the freedom agenda this go-round?
Well, we have a couple that I think your listeners are going to really appreciate, and they have to do with battling the surveillance state. I don't know if you're familiar, Sam. I'm sure you probably are, with the drone issue, which we've talked about on the show before. But there's another issue that's come to the fore in Washington State, and that's the use of something called a Stingray device. It is literally a fake cell tower so that when you turn your phone on and you try to call somebody, it will link instead of to the real cell tower to this fake cell tower, which they then use to download all the data off your phone. And so we have a bill to stop that practice here in Washington State. And it's interesting, again, we have a lot of Democrat co-sponsors, people from the other side of the aisle saying, absolutely right, we got to stop the rise of the surveillance state. They're getting on board with that. And I want to mention the drone issue real quick. Last year, we got it all the way to the governor's desk, and he vetoed it. This year, at the start of the session, that veto message gets delivered to the House of Representatives. And when that happens, there's 10 days in which the we can override the governor's veto once the message is delivered. But in a very rare procedural move, the Speaker of the House here took his gavel and he pointed at myself and another Freedom Agenda member, Representative Dave Taylor from Moxie, Washington. He looked at us and he said, this is a drone bill, right? And we said, yes. And he held the message at the rostrum and banged the gavel. And what that means is that literally the clock was stopped. It's like getting a letter but not opening it. So we now have a lot more time to gather the votes to overturn the governor's veto, and the speaker is a Democrat. Huge win, and I think, again, showing that this brings people together when we stand on these issues of principle.
Now, I want to kind of point out, too, that he knew that, that they were in trouble on this one, right?
He did, yep, he did.
And so on one hand, it's a win. On the other hand, we could have moved forward and really made a bigger difference. But it's still a win because they're caught between the truth and the truth, right?
That's exactly right, and you only have one way to go.
And that's kind of my point is that, see, that's what we as conservatives and constitutionalists and Americans need to really focus on. It's a matter of principle. And these drones are a problem. The Stingray phone tracking devices are a problem. But there's also another one. They're starting to use the ability to look through walls. The police officers are rolling out these systems now that can literally look through the walls of your home. And they're doing it without constitutional authority. They're doing it without any even law or court order or anything like that, warrant. They're just flat out doing it all across the country, Matt. Do you know about those?
Yes, we do. And actually, that's our next bill that we're getting drafted right now is to take on that issue as well. And we've been super successful in battling the rise of the surveillance state here in Washington. We're going to continue to do so. And Sam, I just appreciate all the work that you're doing and getting the message of freedom and liberty out there. You're a great patriot and keep up the good work, my friend. I really thank you for everything you're doing. I don't think you get enough thanks, so I'll make sure to do it while we're on the radio right now.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Now, land is one of the key issues that you're battling on, too. The western lands are being ran over like a freight train, and you've put together coalitions to fight that and been very successful at stopping a lot of their belligerent land-grabbing agendas and manipulating the uses of land, etc. How about an update on that real quick, and then we know you got to fly.
Absolutely. So real quick, the North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Washington State all came into the Union under the same Enabling Act. And that Enabling Act says that when the federal land is transferred, not if, but when the federal land is transferred back to the states, then a proceed of the sale of that land subsequently is actually put forward toward education. I believe it's 15% that must go toward the funding of education. So North Dakota and South Dakota have approximately 5% federal ownership of land. Washington has about 40%. Montana is about 63%. So you have a huge disparity. Well, what's the difference? Well, North Dakota and South Dakota demanded that the feds return that land to them, and they did it. They had to. So Washington and Montana are now working on it. In Washington State, we've introduced the federal transfer of lands bill, and we have Democrat support on this bill because they see that when that land is transferred to the state, number one, it's better managed because it's more local control, and number two, there's actually some money that goes toward funding education, which is one of their favorite things to do. So we have, a place where we can unite across the aisle, and it actually looks like this issue will be moving forward here in the near future.
My friend, we know you got to fly. You got another meeting. Thanks for taking time out for us. Keep us posted on what you're doing. We got your back, brother.
God bless you, Sam. Take care.
Thank you, Mr. Shea. Matt Shea, VoteShea.com to learn more. Incredible stuff going on with the Freedom Agenda in the state of Washington on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, shame. Absolute shame on the Republican-controlled Senate. Kurt Crosby, the Senate just passed an amendment saying that climate change is not a hoax. It's real. 98-1. U.S. Senate passes amendment saying climate change is real, not a hoax. Now, here's the problem, Kurt. It is real. When you wake up in the morning, it gets warmer all day long. Then at night, it gets cooler, and there are cyclical changes year to year and decade to decade and century to century in the world, no question about it. However, the hoax isn't that the world isn't changing. It is. And it has warming and cooling and etc. So in that sense, it's real. The lie, the hoax, the deception, the manipulation is that you and I are evil because we breathe, because we have an air conditioner, because we drive our cars, because we whatever, burp, fart, whatever they want to say, quote, create emissions, that somehow is destroying the planet and therefore government needs to control us and ratchet us down to a narrow or a small footprint, and they're going to use government belligerent, out-of-control regulations for that agenda. Furthermore, that they have to reduce the population on the planet, in other words, implement population control measures for the safety of us all. That is the lie. The Senate absolutely failed us, Kurt, and the Republicans at the helm. I believe they did us a dirty deal on this one, sir. Your thoughts?
You know, excuse me, I heard a little bit about this, at least what some of the talk was, well, they decided to put this on there so that then they could, you know, see if they could get the president's signature. Apparently, even one... Senator, James Inhofe, he's an Oklahoma Republican. This is according to MotherJones.com, you know, somehow.
So Inhofe said no, the rest said yes?
Well, he pointed to the Bible as evidence that human-caused global warming is a hoax, and he urged his fellow senators to support the amendment. I guess the amendment... they say, basically just says that, hey, you know, kind of like you said, that climate change does happen. In other words, that, you know, it gets warmer and cooler, and it all depends on, you know, what the day is, you know.
Right, but the headline running around is, hey, they all vote to say climate change is real, not a hoax. The backfire in that is, well, it is real. When God gets mad, the world goes berserk, and the climate gets crazy, no question. And there are natural cycles, et cetera, et cetera. So there is global warming and global cooling, and et cetera, that does take place. That's not a hoax. The hoax is, the deception, the lie is, in that the government wants to use it to regulate and control and manipulate reality and violate individual liberties. And that's the issue. Well, by them doing this, Kurt, they've set themselves up for an absolute slaughter. It's a failure. Even though they might mean well, even though they point to the right thing, that's never going to get out and never going to get told. The headlines are going to sink the ship. 98-1, U.S. Senate passes amendment saying climate change is real, not a hoax. That's going to help Barack push the climate change agenda big time. In fact, the Republicans now can't even really stand against it. If they do, they got a big story to tell. But now the headlines are against them. The sound bites are against them. And their votes, in a way, will be against them. What do you think, Kurt? You think that's right? It's going to be hard to recover.
You know, I think it's, you know, as you always say, he who owns the media makes the rules. You know, if you, it just depends on where you're going to go. If you go to, you know, for example, like this Mother Jones piece, or, you know, I guess CNN, or, you know, whatever like that, you're going to hear that from us. I think that you'll hear more of the real story from, you know, it just depends on where you go to get your info.
That's a valuable point. I agree. I'm just telling you, you think it was a good move or a bad move? Rand Paul, Mike Lee voted for saying it's not a hoax, it's real, right?
Well, you know, and so much of the time it's always that the devils are in the details.
I no doubt concur. That's my whole point.
You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
Kurt, would you vote yes or no? I'm going to give it to you. No, you can't talk about the details. You're just going to go with the headlines, and you're not really allowed to read it, by the way. You don't have time, okay? By 98-1, the U.S. Senate passes amendments saying, hey, climate change is real, not a hoax. Now, do you say it's real, Kurt, not a hoax?
Like, for example, if they told me, hey, if you vote for this, you can get rid of abortion in America, you know, then I'd probably vote for it, you know. But the problem is that, you know, like you say, it all depends on the whole situation there, you know.
And the sad part is the enemies of liberty, the enemies of personal liberty, the enemies of pro-life will use this headline and just beat the Republicans over the head. Now when Rand Paul, Mike Lee, any of these guys run for president, if they do, it's going to be said, you know, you can't argue against any regulations against climate change, sir. You said that climate change is real. It's not a hoax. We all agree that it's real now. Now that you're on the same page to agree that it's real, what do you intend to do about the crisis? And now it's going to be very hard to say, well, wait a minute, that's not exactly what... I appreciate that. I got a break. Come back for the break. Now, we talked about the fact that global warming is real, and climate change is real, and now the good senator running for president is backtracking as he tries to explain himself against his vote, see? And that's how they go down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, he who owns the media does make the rules. New media takes center stage. If you want to know the truth, you've got to go to the places where you're going to hear the reality, the who, what, when, where, why, the facts of stories. And a very pro-life, pro-God, family, country, pro-life, liberty, and property viewpoint. And that's only to be heard on hard-hitting new media takes center stage talk shows like you hear on Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Networks. By the way, we are in the middle of a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting. We would like you to please help us put your money where your mouth is and stand for accurate, true, constitutional reporting on the key issues that affect you, your life, and your family. We need your support. RepublicBroadcasting.org. And I think we've finally raised enough money to turn back on the satellite feed, which is great news. But we need your money. We need your support. We need your help. A little bit from a lot of people. In other words, by our greater numbers shall we succeed. And many hands make heavy work light. We need your support. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Click on the top of that. And then you'll be able to donate. And donate as much as you possibly can.
Sam is our board op in the Republic Studios. What's the number, Sam, really quick, that people would dial if they want to donate with a credit card over the phone? Can you give me that number? He can talk and be heard.
Well, if he's talking and being heard, I'm not hearing him. But maybe you are, you know, anyway.
Well, I'll try to get with him and get that number.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. All right, here's the number. 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Right when you get the auto attendant, press 115 and talk to Sam there and say, I want to donate. Sam McCurt asked me to, and I'm ready with my credit card, and you can donate today. I'd be grateful if you would. Or simply go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button. I don't get a penny of it, ladies and gentlemen, but we do need to make sure that we save good, honest media.
So what's the address where you send, like, you know, crates of silver or gold coins? Oh, Kurt,
you got to go to the donate link, and the address is there.
Oh, okay, good.
Public Broadcasting.
And then you can ship them, you know, like, secure delivery or whatever.
Yeah, don't do tungsten
like
the government does. Do real gold and silver, okay?
Okay.
Just saying. RepublicBroadcasting.org, we need your financial support immediately, please. All right. Anyway, I don't disagree with the 98-1. I do agree that, hey, global changes do happen weather-wise. I just disagree with this idea that governments can deny us our liberties and control you and me over that deception that I caused it or that I somehow am responsible. And if they control my behavior, then better outcomes will be achieved. That's the lie. Dateline oil, Kurt. Speaking of evil things. Speaking of destroying the planet, right?
No. Well, yeah, you know, some real smart guys at the...
Useful idiots, by the way, at the what now?
The Tea Party, well, it says teaparty.org. The headline reads, and they say this is a Market Watch piece, by the way, you know, that they just reprinted. I just didn't see it there. But they say, the headline, if oil drops below $30 a barrel, brace for a global recession. I just... They say we're about $17 away from this. What do you think is going to happen, Sam? I mean, do you expect a global recession if the price gets to $30?
All right, my comments in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use always on your radio. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Donate at republicbroadcasting.org, would you please?
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free.
its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kirk Cosby asked me the question right before the pause. He said, hey, man, if oil drops below $30 a barrel, do we need a brace for a global recession? In other words, do you think it'll cause a recession? That's what the mainstream pressers are saying. And the next headline to complete the thought and then my answer, oil could hit $25 a barrel. Kurt basically wants to know, do you think it'll create a recession? Let me kind of answer very carefully. And this is not a politician's answer, but I want to make sure you understand the principles involved. If we were left to the free market, Kurt, in other words, supply and demand, an appropriate playing field, but zero government regulation other than an appropriate playing field and honoring contracts, etc., it would not cause a global recession. Absolutely not. The idea would be laughable if we had honest money and a free market. However, when you have a bunch of thugs that create fake money called the Federal Reserve, and you manipulate every aspect of the markets everywhere, if you want to drop oil to the $30 mark or the $25 mark and then create a recession and then blame it on the oil dropping as the recession cause, no doubt they have the power, not the authority, but they have the power, the ability to manipulate that into reality, Kurt. So do I think one's going to cause the other? No, I don't. Do I think they can make that association and force that to be the case and then back into that supposedly the cause and effect with a lie? Absolutely they can. Your thoughts?
You know, it's interesting to me. It reminded me of the story we saw a while back where the guy said, man, it was just scary whenever he went in to have to pay for fuel because of, you know, it being so far down. And
my daughter
thought,
came home with a big old smile, you know, on her face, and she said, Dad, I didn't have to pay my whole paycheck to get gas in the car. It was fantastic.
You know, that's exactly what I thought. I don't remember seeing anybody scared, you know, paying like $1.70 for gas. In fact, you know, the thing that I think is interesting, these are typically the same smart guys, these economists, who remind us that, hey, if Americans have or anybody in the world has a little bit of extra money, a lot of times they'll, you know, maybe they'll invest it. They might even save some.
They might even start a business. Woo.
Yeah, which would encourage some other, you know, economic activity. And let's say you're even, you know, the main guys who I think would be, you know, hit hard would be your, you know, let's say you're a fracker, right, Sam?
Yeah, be careful, I might get fracked off about that.
Well, I'm just saying those guys, well, they had to pay for, you know, the high price of fuel too. So their costs will be down quite a bit.
Yeah, the airlines are delighted too, Kirk, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it seems like, you know, you've seen it in the past where when the price goes up, you know, I mean, we've seen fuel surcharges. We've seen, oh, you know, here's the normal shipping, but then we got to add a little bit, you know, to it. Well, you know, can it go the other direction? And yet, you know, the main concern I've got is governments start getting, well, even greedier.
No,
because for example,
well, they're
they've
doing
got
it, Kurt, with the low gas prices. They want to now at the state level. They want to put a bunch of taxes on your gas. It is a great opportunity to just raise the government intervention and taxation, and that's the big mistake. And Republicans are falling for it all over themselves, Kurt.
Well, and it's so important to point out that the price per gallon, you know, the government gets a higher percentage of it when the price goes down than when it's up high. And that's simply because they get so much a gallon, you know, not a percentage, but a set amount per gallon.
Correct.
And so, you know, you could.
Kurt, let me make one other point to make your point is this. If the economy is not well and gas is expensive, I might use 100 gallons. But if gas is cheap, I might use 500 gallons. And if I use 500 gallons, they're getting that fixed percentage on five times the amount of fuel, too, which means a huge boom or benefit to their coffers, Kurt.
Yeah, and exactly what are you doing with that more driving,
business,
Sam? You know,
benefiting
yeah.
the economy,
I mean, now, it's
life,
true.
Prosperity.
You might be going on vacation. Let's see,
that's
would
okay.
that
I spend
help
money
economy?
When I go on vacation, absolutely.
You know, that's right. You might be going out to dinner.
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Might be, I mean, maybe you're just going for a joyride. But the bottom line is you are increasing your economic activity.
Yes,
and
sir.
When the prices go down, that's what happens. So I just
yeah,
don't
Kurt, you're talking
see
about principles
this whole
of the free
idea.
Market. And if we're going to do with that, then it's an incredible thing. If you're going to talk about manipulating cause and effect and using the mainstream press to promote the lie, and you're going to tank gasoline, and then you're going to blame that to move into a recession, because otherwise you know the fiat money system, the jig will be up kind of a thing, then they can lie and manipulate that reality. They've got enough control to do it right now.
Well, it's a great point,
well,
Sam.
You know what you ought to do? You
exactly
ought to help the
right.
economy and just go hang out topless on the beach, Kurt. What do you think of that? Not.
Well, you know, Sam, the good news about this story from TheGuardian.com that, you know, the headline reads, going topless on the beach was never really about women's liberation. But the good news is, Sam, apparently this thing that kind of started way back, I guess, by French women back in the 60s, they say, you know, this one magazine, they call it L magazine. It's not spelled with just an L. It's, you know, anyway. They say it's a worrying sign of a regression in the place of women in the nation in that, well, there's less and less of this topless sunbathing going on. They say they're retreating en masse into the bikinis and swimsuits. Now, you know, it's amazing that they call this a worrying sign.
And they say retreating?
Yeah, I call this a welcome sign, at least for folks to, well, be more modest.
And I wouldn't call it a retreat, you know, Kurt. I would call it an absolute advancement.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, so, you know, in my opinion, it's a, you know, it's a positive move, but you know, it just depends on the way the media wants to twist it.
Now,
you
let me just replace one word, retreating. And what would we replace that with, Kurt?
Well, you said advancement.
Yeah, advancement.
An improvement.
Improvement, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Standing for modesty. We don't need to use
to
one word either. Defending morality.
Covered up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leading by example. I mean, just think how many positive words we could use for people being modest. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the human body is evil. I don't think that the naked body is a bad thing. I don't think that women's bodies are something to be shunned. I think they're beautiful. Okay? Mm-hmm. Men and women are beautiful because they're patterned after the Almighty, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
However, we need to put things in the right perspective about our godly heritage, about that we are the offspring of God, says the Bible, literally as spirit, sons and daughters. And so it's appropriate that the body's a wonderful thing. However, it's also appropriate that we abide by his guidelines. You know what? When you're in the shower by yourself and cleaning your body, your temple, that's a wonderful time to be naked, right? To be in public is not the time to be naked. So it's kind of like sex. Sex is a wonderful thing. It's not a dirty word. It's not wrong to talk about it. As long as we do so within the bounds the Lord has set. In other words, as long as we do so in a moral, appropriate context.
if it starts to become salacious and over the top, we start to lose ground. We lose the moral high ground. And so there's nothing wrong with a woman's body. The problem is when it's misused, Kurt, and that's kind of the ending statement I want to make about this story. You know what? It's when it's misused. And these headlines just manipulate the truth. They would say women are retreating. Pretty soon they'll be barefoot and pregnant in the bed or in the kitchen. And they'll be downtrodden by evil men that want to rule over them. And they'll go down that road of deception. The truth is, the body's a wonderful, beautiful thing. Let's just make sure that we appropriately deal with contextual settings. On the beach, modesty's a good idea. In public, modesty's a great idea. And so I would say these women are, I don't know if I dare use the term, Kurt, but it might make sense. They're becoming liberated with modesty in the true liberation sense of liberty, not in the manipulated sense of in the name of freedom, debasing society. See? All right. Anyway, that's my take, Kurt. Any last thoughts on
that? I like it. Yeah, it's good news, you know.
All right. There's some woman's layup going on, Kurt?
No, there's a guy named there's a guy named Manu Ginobili.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
San Antonio Spurs player who's been around forever. There, you know, there's somebody named Patty Mills, I guess.
That's a lady.
Is the, no, Patty Mills is a guy, you know, they threw it to. I just don't understand,
Pat.
You know.
This is rough.
Yeah. But anyway, the guy, you got to go, you know, if you can, go online to yahoo.com and their sports thing, and you can watch this, you know, behind the back pass.
What's the value of this, Kurt? Why would I want to do
this? You know, because I've never really seen this kind of play. And the thing I like about promoting Manu Ginobili, you know, this guy has done good stuff. You know, he's from Argentina. He's played hard. He's worked hard in the U.S. As far as I know, he's never really done evil stuff, and he does great play on this. You ought to see it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Kurt Cosby wants you to turn off Liberty Roundtable and turn on your sports, but there you go. All right, I'm just teasing. Very interesting pass, though, to say the least. And I thought it was a female because I don't know who Patty is. I know who Ginobili is. I thought they were creating co-ed basketball, and that's what you were going to talk about, Kurt. But no.
He's a replacement player.
Thank heavens, no. I don't know who Patty is. Yeah. I just assumed it was a female. But thank heavens we don't have co-ed basketball going on yet, Kurt. Just saying. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Great 2 hours in the can. Turn any phone into a radio. Simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate immediately. We really need your help. Hey, thanks.